Jesse with you, and Taranaki farmers can look forward to turning their felled trees into chopped wood in record time this summer, thanks to Joe Gooden, who has invented a time-saving solution, a custom-built log splitter. He's nicknamed the Lord of the Tree Rings. And Joe joins us now. Hey, Joe.
G'day, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you. Well, where do we start? Why do we need a new version of a log splitter?
You probably don't. I'm one of those types that likes to go to the extreme on things, and it seemed like a good idea at the time. And, that's kind of where we are now, yeah.
Okay, tell us what you've come up with.
It all started around using an axe, you know, for many years growing up on a farm, and there's always got to be a better way of doing things, Jesse. So some years ago, I found an old truck, and I used to work on land-based oil rigs and come across a whole bunch of old spare parts. Long story short, we cobbled this thing together, which turned out to be, you know, quite the monster, and put a conveyor on the side of it, made out of an old conventional bale elevator, and, yeah, just the usual farm-based putting things together. Came up with this thing, and it worked really, really well. So much, in fact, that I was doing some work around home, then a neighbour saw it, and they said, shit, can you come do some of ours? And, and on and went and on and went, and we ended up tripping around the mountain, this thing, for a few years, just cutting wood for the farmers, because someone else would see it, and then away it went. It was we had a lot of fun with that thing. And a few bob, and raised a few eyebrows, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've got a picture on our website if people want to take a look. Are there not umbrellas attached to it? Are they?
Yeah, they might. Yeah, of course you've got to be sun safe nowadays, and if you're sitting outside or standing outside rather in the sun, you know, could be out there 8, 10, 12 hours, doing putting some graft in. Got to keep that sun off, and of course you've got to be comfortable as well, and nothing like having some good music. So we've got the big stereo on board. Normally start the day off with a bit of country music, and turn into a bit of hard rock in the afternoon once things are really going. So, yeah. Keep yourself entertained. That's how we roll.
Great. So it sounds like it didn't take much perfecting. Once you'd worked out what the idea was going to be, was it fairly straightforward to put together?
Yeah, it was, just, yeah, we, the first one, the prototype that we had, you know, we used it for many years, as I say, sold it to my cousin, Kane Barrett, down the coast, and used it many years after that. So the basic principle was there, but it was made out of bits and bobs. So we had a mate of mine locally, Mark Besling, he designed it professionally. The thing's made out of 30mm plate, you know, so you make armoured tanks out of this sort of stuff. And then we had Pace Engineering assemble it all together because it was just too big for me to weld this time. This thing's massive, you know, rolling through town. It looks like something out of North Korea, like a missile launcher. It's pretty big. So, yeah, we picked it, and we've got WorkSafe involved. Been proactive. We got them out last week and said, look, what do you guys think of this thing? Is there anything we can do or do better, or, you know, just try and be on the right side of things? Because, you know, this is going to be out there for a long time, and want to make sure you do it properly, have some fun, and, you know, get amongst it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was going to ask about safety. That's pretty pretty brave of you to invite the WorkSafe people in there. You must have been pretty confident you were going to get a pass mark.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You know, if you put some thought into it, do it properly. You know, half the problem with when you get in trouble with these sorts of guys, you've done a half-assed job, and then they get involved after the fact. So if you get them involved first, get them on board. Like anything, you know, you ask someone nicely, you can, you know, things that happen for you. So it's, yeah, use your manners and away you go.
For people who aren't familiar with log splitters, can you tell us exactly how this works and what its purpose, you know, when people use it and why?
There's very different log splitters out there. Some will take a whole tree, you know, all of the same size, and they'll process a huge amount of wood because they're fixed to that one size tree. This thing, the benefit of, and there's always pros and cons, you can drive it anywhere in any paddock, being a four-wheel drive, you know, it's an ex-fertiliser truck. The thing stands up hydraulically. It's got a ring-lifting table. So, you know, we put four-foot-tall, five-foot-tall rings on this thing, roll it onto the ring-lifting table, and then the table lifts it up, slides it up underneath the cutting head. Cutting head's a six-way cutting head made out of Bisalloy 400. And so that smashes down with 70 tonnes of force, and it pretty much destroys anything. So, and we've got a conveyor on the side of it, so you just shove it off underneath the cutting head, straight onto the conveyor, and processing happens pretty damn fast. Our old one, we were cutting 50 cubes in 8 hours. This one's closer to 60 to 70 cubes in 8 hours. But even if you see on the Facebook thing, you can see the ring getting cut sideways, which is meant to be impossible. This just destroys it. In fact, we're only using half our available power to smash it around sideways, so it's yeah, went overboard. There's no doubt about that.
Any thoughts?
The whole idea is to cut it quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Any thoughts of expanding the business? Like, you're obviously onto something here. You know, do you want to get bigger and better?
Oh, I don't know if you get much bigger than this. It was a bit of a sideline, really, Jesse. You know, our main business is in oil and gas and renewables, of course. Got to say that. So it was just a bit of a sideline, bit of a hobby. If you're Bob, and you know, the kids can get into it, and they, you know, they can make some money and look after themselves. And really, it's a good way of getting out there and getting fit. And the people that you meet, they'd be fantastic. And there's one guy I remember down Pehama way. He spent a few years at university studying applied physics, and he left because his family got bored with it. And he's the only person I've ever sat with, or stood with, you know, cutting wood all day, talking about dark matter. Hell of a nice guy. And, these are sort of people that you meet, you know, travel around, meeting nice folk, and getting fit along the way. No, it's enjoyable.
You learn enough about dark matter to explain it to me?
Not a Scooby-Doo. I still don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Past the time, though, eh?
Yeah, it was good fun, though. But yeah. No, so I don't know if we'll do another one or not. It's like I said, it was just a sideline thing. And, we like to get creative. I don't sleep a hell of a lot. And, so you head out in the shed at night and, come up with these things. And here we are. You know, we sort of put it out in the market and build another one. So this one will go around the mountain again. We'll put a person on it full time. So the idea is we turn up at the farmer's place, lifestyle, whatever you like, and we can smash through the wood faster than they could with anything they've ever got. In fact, one farmer, he grizzled a bit when we first turned up. He said, "Oh, hell, that's bloody expensive." And it turned up a couple of hours later with this mountain of wood in front of him. He couldn't bloody pay us fast enough. Because straight away we had 3 weeks of his work that he would normally cut with an axe or as a little toy splitter. All of a sudden he got 3 weeks of holidays back. Mm. So, when the farmer said that the productivity out of it, very, very happy indeed. You know, I come off a farm, so I know you can't muck around. The key to cutting wood is do it fast, and that's what we're about.
Yeah, and just to be clear, you're not a full-time wood splitter. This is just something you found yourself doing, a bit of a hobby that you've turned into some pocket money.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it was. We'll turn this one into a full-time business like we did the other one, just as a sideline. But there's so much wood out there now, and so much demand for firewood. Of course, every storm that turns up, there's more trees down. The good wood's harder to find. The old macrocarpas, no one's planting those anymore, unfortunately. But, plenty of the scungite pines around. So, people still burning wood, still getting cold.
What is the best song to split logs to?
Normally start with a bit of Johnny Cash in the morning and Led Zeppelin around lunchtime, and hell, if it's not a bit of AC/DC in the afternoon, there'd be something wrong with it.
Nice to chat to you. You got your eye on anything else, your next invention?
Oh, hell, a time machine would be kind of nice, wouldn't it, at the moment? I'll have to look at that one after Smogo.
Yeah, it might involve some dark matter, eh?
Yeah. I'll chase that fella down again.
Nice to chat to you. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it. Take care.
Local tinkerer Joe Gooden, who has designed a custom-built log splitter, which sounds like it's going pretty well. Lord of the Tree Rings, they call it.